the seller, they want their data to be placed in a single place. From there, they can manage all the thing. And means some of them are not, you can say, comfortable to put their data in other servers like in SaaS-based system. So they need their hosting where they can protect their data from being somewhere else.
Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to Woo Agency Chat. We do the Woo Podcast Show. Woo! Woo! Woo Agency Chat is brought to you by Managed WooCommerce Hosting at GoDaddy. As an agency, if your clients are looking to expand their store, you can deliver them a fully customized WooCommerce site. Stay tuned in while I tell you more about GoDaddy later in the show. In today's Woo Agency Chat, Robbie Adair chats with Nitish from SaidCommerce.com, an agency that specializes in marketplace integration and services for WordPress and WooCommerce. They talk about the history of SaidCommerce and dive into their migration services and their plugin called Multichannel, which allows businesses to sell their products on multiple platforms like Amazon, Walmart, and eBay, and a whole lot more while managing their inventory from their WooCommerce store. So let's listen in.
Hello, and welcome to Do the Woo. This is Agency Chat Day, and I normally have Robert Jacoby on here with me, but he is on a plane somewhere, who knows where. And I am Robbie Adair with OS Training. Today, I have Nitish with the agency CEDCommerce.com. So, Nitish, tell us, how are you doing today, and tell us a little bit about CED Commerce.
Yeah, thanks for introducing me. I'm doing great today. And yeah, SaidCommerce basically deals with different marketplace integration and services for WordPress and WooCommerce from lastly 10 to 11 years. And we are having some of our products, integration products, listed over WooCommerce.com. And we cater also services for one-time services for our users who came us for with their requirement. And we cater that too. And we also provide some migration stuff also from different store to WooCommerce and syncing between two stores if they want to keep both the stores up.
Awesome. So that's interesting. So most agencies are going to direct people to be on one shopping cart or another. But you guys are saying that, hey, you're doing great on WooCommerce, but you also want to add another instance of Shopify. But WooCommerce is the only place you want to update products. So sure, we can make that the source of truth. Is that, that's kind of what you guys are allowing some of your customers to do or helping them do?
Yeah, exactly. Means encourage them to use WooCommerce, but if they don't want to change their older platform, then we provide them this solution to provide a sync between two stores, and they can sync their inventory, orders, and these kind of things using with the APIs. They can do that.
Awesome. So tell me, why would someone want to run to shopping carts, as it were, so to full stores, even though I see you guys have made it easy as far as inventory is concerned, because you guys are syncing things through there. They have a source of truth, which you would need to have, or you'd have a real mess. But what would be the advantage that they would see on doing something like that? I'm just curious.
For a better reach to their audience, they got a global presence over the internet using the website, and WordPress provides a better and easy solution for that. Means using WooCommerce, we can create a good website with a, you can say, optimized pages and shop page there. Using a few steps, we can create that. So they will, it will help them to reach to their audience in an easy step using these kind of websites.
Awesome. I guess it would also help them when there's issues if they're international. Sometimes, you know, there's issues with e-commerce in certain countries.
Yeah, the global presence. So their global presence there, using WooCommerce, they can list their product to the different marketplaces, means like Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and so on. They can use that market platform to for selling their product and can reach to them and their audience easily.
Cool. That's really interesting. I mean, really, like I said, most agencies that I talk with, or it's like, you know, we help move them from this one to this one. But I very rarely hear someone saying that they're helping them create a source of truth with one shopping cart and update others. So I like to hear that. That's really cool. Have you guys also been asked to sync a source of truth from an outside entity of a shopping cart into these shopping carts, like WooCommerce?
We are having a integration for Magento migration too, and one is for Shopify also. We provide that.
So you're doing a lot of migration?
Yeah, a few of marketplaces which allow us to do that using APIs. We do that.
Cool. So you offer the service of migration between both open source platforms like WooCommerce and also closed source like Shopify or...
OpenCart is there. PrestaShop is there. Yeah.
Oh, PrestaShop. Okay, cool. Awesome. So now you mentioned earlier, said commerce has been in business for 11 years, I believe. And sorry, I said CED commerce earlier. I didn't understand that it was said commerce. Sorry. So you started it 11 years ago. Did you start it? Were you one of the original founders?
Setcommerce have two founders, Abhishek Jaiswal and Mr. Himanshu Rata. And they have started this company from the India itself. And currently we are operational from India and we are having two branches here in India.
Wow. So how many people do you guys have on your team?
Currently we are having around 500 to 600 members there.
Wow, that is a huge team. Wow, 500 to 600. Well, but I do see when I'm looking at your site and I was looking through your services and your products, you have like over 800 products.
Yeah, if we go back in 2017, we got a partnership with Walmart. We participate in some investor summit also in India. And these kind of means our CEO, means Abhishek Jaiswal, was invited to Magento Live Europe there for from these things we do. And in 2020 we got partnered with Google and Facebook during the pandemic. We got that opportunity. Currently we are mainly focusing on the e-commerce platform to cater that part, to provide a single solution for you can say a multi-channel solution for the users who came to us, so that they can sync their product from a single store like WooCommerce to the different marketplace using the same platform. They can manage all the things. I mean, the source of truth will be the WooCommerce part, and they will sync their product from that single platform to the different marketplaces like Amazon, Walmart, and Etsy, eBay. These kind of things are there.
Wow. So you're so let's talk about that multi-channel e-commerce then. So you're telling our audience here that they could have a WooCommerce store, and that's where they maintain their inventory and stock, but you guys can help them connect out and sell those same exact products on Walmart or Amazon?
Yeah, exactly. They can do that. They have to simply install our plugin and do some required a configuration there, means the onboarding process. Connect their store, connect their WooCommerce store to the marketplace like Amazon, eBay, Walmart, and Etsy. Then they can sync their product there. If they are already having account over Amazon and they want to list to WooCommerce, then they can pull their products to WooCommerce also, and they can provide sync from there all too.
Wow! So they could with your tool. This multi-channel, you could go even backwards from Amazon out back to your WooCommerce, you're saying. So it works kind of both directions.
Yeah, we do that.
So this is a plugin that you guys have, but do you also offer a service to help them get this set up?
It's already listed over WooCommerce.com by the name of Multi-Channel by Setcommerce. And we are having reviews around 4.3 there. So some of our users using that, and some of our older clients that are using the single plugin for Amazon and for eBay separately, they are now moving toward this single multi-channel part so that they can manage their things from a single dashboard. So we are working on that too, the migration part for the older, you can see the users who are using. And we provide their free trial for 7 days so that user can use our services for 7 days and they can means check what exactly we are providing to them. And then they can move to our flexible pricing plans, which are monthly around means starting from $29 per month, and they can do that.
Cool. So let's talk about pricing. So do you guys just charge for the plugin, or do you, and then a monthly service, you're saying, is there, are there any fees per sell, or is it just all a monthly flat rate?
It's monthly and yearly. We are monthly is starting from 29, and for one marketplace, if someone goes with annual plan, then it will cost around $20 per month. If they go with yearly plan, the one marketplace is for $20 around.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, in that we are having few plans like basic and advanced. In advanced, they can manage unlimited products and unlimited orders there.
Okay, so there's no other fee?
No other fees is there.
Awesome. That's really cool. So
this pricing plan is live on WooCommerce.com. If someone wants to check, they can visit there. And the product name is Multichannel Bytes at Commerce over WooCommerce.com. They can check and we provide support there. Means they can come up with us and raise ticket, and our BDA will get connected with them and provide demo for that, how our plugin is working for them.
So let me ask, if someone has a WooCommerce store and they say, well, I'd like to sell these same products on Amazon and Walmart, and they use your plugin, do they have to also then go and establish accounts themselves with Walmart and Amazon? Or do you guys have with your partnership, do you have some sort of a global account that these products go through?
It's like that. If Suraj has came to us and he want to sell over Walmart and Amazon, so he must having a seller account there, and he will provide us the details on the onboarding part, and from our team, one of our you can say a support member will connect with them, and he will provide a basic training for the onboarding part and the setting where they have to make changes in the template and the category mapping. Category mapping is simply means which category, means if I am selling a product named as clothing and I want to sell that in the category clothing, they have to map this with the category of Walmart and Amazon. Then the mapping part in this means these kind of things, our support member will provide them a basic training in the first step, so that they can onboard and easily move their product from WooCommerce, WooCommerce to the marketplace.
Awesome. That's really a cool concept. And when you say Amazon, does that also include things like the publishing on demand books and things like that? Does it include all the type of products you can sell on Amazon?
All the products that Amazon's API allow us or eBay API allows us, that are included in that integration. Like eBay Motors is there, and eBay other categories are there. They can sell the.
Whether you're just starting to build that Woo shop for a client or looking to expand or scale an existing site, GoDaddy's e-commerce hosting solution is there for you and your projects. Expand a client store with access to thousands of extensions, or scale big time with conversion tools, multiple staff accounts, an integrated POS, marketplace integrations, and discounted shipping rates, plus a lot more. And if you continue to manage your site or you hand it over to the client, a single dashboard gives powerful tools such as online sales tracking and easy auto sync for all the store's inventory across the entire site. Plus, software, plugins, and extensions will be kept up to date, and regression and other testing is done continually to avoid site breakage. With that all said, keep your client sites humming along with e-commerce hosting from GoDaddy at GoDaddy.com.
So now let's talk a little bit about what you guys then are seeing as kind of some trends and some changes in e-commerce, because obviously you guys are way into e-commerce. You're dealing with all the different platforms and talking through to between those with APIs. So what are you seeing as a company that are trends that we should all be looking out for in e-commerce?
Yeah, you can say from last few years, I am working with the Setcommerce. It's around 8 to 9 years I am there. So in that, I found that the client, or you can say the seller, they want their data to be placed in a single place. From there, they can manage all the thing. And means some of them are not, you can say, comfortable to put their data in other servers, like in SaaS-based system. So they need their hosting where they can protect their data from being somewhere else. So a multi-channel means in future, the sellers want to sell from a single store to different one, like a multi-channel thing, so that they can manage things from a single dashboard. They don't have to rush to the different domains for checking their sales at the end of month. And they for fulfilling the orders, they have to go different marketplace and different URL for checking that how much orders are they have. And means they want a single dashboard where from there they can manage all the orders, all the sales, and get the analytics report in a single place, so that they can plan their next quarter or next year in a better way, means in an easy way they can get a data from a single store.
Well, and something that you said in there, Natisha, I do think that is important to for us to think about, especially because we're all coming from an open source world here, is that protecting your data. So what you're allowing people to do is not have to only have their products on Amazon, which is a closed environment, or a Shopify, which is a closed environment. Not that they're not great environments, they are, but they are closed and your data is not so easily accessible by yourself, right? Whereas when you go to something like a WooCommerce, you have freedom of data. You own that data and you can control that data, but you're allowing us to then also go into those closed sources, but keeping our source of truth somewhere else.
Yeah, means the source of truth is on other servers where we don't have so much flexibility to make changes or do things in our way. But if we go with if we will go to WooCommerce, then we can opt any hosting service which suits us, and we can manage our data according to our need.
That's really cool. And so you saw that what was happening with e-commerce was the need for this, and you guys have just jumped right in there with a product that does this, as well as the supporting services. I love that. Are there any other things that you guys are looking towards? I mean, AI obviously is a very, very hot topic right now in our world. And I'm sure because you guys doing migrations and moving products around, I'm sure you're looking at some uses for AI, right? I mean, if nothing else, helping rewrite descriptions, things like that.
Yeah, currently our development team is basically working on the, you can say, the refinement and better development for this multi-channel part. And a team of ours is also looking for the AI, means how can we implement it in this multi-channel. It is under, you can say, analysis part, means currently it is under research. So it is not so much, you can say, developed that we can discuss here. But yeah, surely we will implement that in future. We will do that.
So tell me, as an agency, because, I mean, geez, you have almost 500 employees, you said. So as an agency, you're doing both services and products. How do you guys handle both sides of the house? Do you split your teams so some are product based, some are service based, and how do the two sides work together?
Yeah, the strength that I have told 500 is the complete strength of our office, means you can see the company. For the WooCommerce and WordPress, it's around 150 developers are there along with the BDA and the support team. And yeah, the team is divided in two wings. One of them works with our pre-developed plugin for their enhancement and update. And the other team that caters the client requirement, which came to us from different medium. And we cater their requirement and analysis, all these things. Yeah, these two teams are there. And the developers for the both teams are separately work respectively for them.
Have you, as a company, do you ever feel like one side is bigger than the other and you need to separate them as companies? Or do you like having them as one company?
No, we will work together. Means the separation is not needed for till now. Means we can work together as sometimes you can say a user that came to us for integration their Amazon store with WooCommerce. He also want to optimize his website also. Means the service part is also there. So we can cater that client from a single, single company or a single entity easily. And the client must have a faith over the developer who is connecting regularly with him, a long relationship. So we generally works like this so that he can trust us and we work in the business in long term with them like this.
Cool. So you guys are in e-commerce. So I know a very, very big topic for you guys at all times is probably security. So how do you guys handle security as far as you're making products? How are you making sure you're keeping those up to date and secure? And then also when you're working with migrations and things like that, how are you guys working towards trying to make sure all that data is secure for your clients?
All the systems that we work are, connected from this Office VPN and all these things. So the connection is already secured and the data, we try to keep it secure in such a way that means the system and as a developer, I am working, my system is also under surveillance that all the things are secured in this, means the proper firewall is there and all these things are there. And while working with the migration or a website development, we use the, means we follow the basic standards that WordPress and WooCommerce allow us. The proper, if we are using form, nonces are there, and these standards we follow. And we keep updated from the WooCommerce community and other blogs from there. Whenever we got a new update, we make uh-huh. changes on our plugin also. These kind of steps we take, and there is a project manager is also there who keep eyes on the code. So he keep on, refinement of the code in terms of security and in terms of optimization. He looked that if we are doing work with plugin, the code need to be optimized. And if we are working on a website, no such a misleading, a buggy code or a heavy, laggy code is not there, so that the website needs to be optimized there. These standards we follow there for the website development for security reasons.
That's good to hear. I mean, as an agency, it's always, I feel like when we get projects in that have to do with e-commerce, I mean, there's always this, like, it takes on a next level with the project because you know you're dealing with such secure data. And so I feel like it's like put on the white gloves to work on this project, right? Because it has to do with e-commerce. So as you guys are working with all these different products out there, do you have preferences that you tend to sway your clients towards that you guys yourself see all these different products out there that are doing e-commerce? So when you're looking at types of features, security, things like that, do you give recommendations to your clients?
Yeah, sometimes we provide. Basically, we in terms of security and in terms of hosting and in terms of, the premium plugin or premium themes, we suggest them. This means if you are selling these kind of products and you are having such number of SKU, then you can opt AWS or Bluehost or WordPress hosting. These kind of things we suggest them. you can go and use these services. They are providing a better security and these kind of things.
You have some consulting services basically to help a client decide where they should and shouldn't be based on the size of their product catalog.
Yeah. In the first kickoff meeting, or you can say the requirement analysis meeting, we do this kind of thing where we provide consultant also is which service or which hosting they want to opt and means what they are planning in their business. According to that, we suggest them.
And do you work with other agencies out there? Do other agencies ask you to help with their client projects?
We are having a team who deals with Magento and a team who works with Shopify also. Yeah, and OpenCart, PrestaShop is also there. We work with them.
So if another agency out there had an e-commerce job for a client and they thought, well, I may not be the best person to help my client here, but I want to partner with someone like said Commerce to help me with that. You guys would work with other agencies to help them with their clients.
Yeah, we do that. I mean, if they are interested to connect with said Commerce, we surely cater their requirement. And if we can do that, means we are having a sufficient resources and sufficient time that they want to deliver the project, yeah, we surely do that.
Awesome. That's good to know. We have a lot of agencies that listen to the show. And we, you know, an agency can't be an expert in everything. And so if they need help in certain areas, it's always nice to reach out to other agencies that have the experience behind them. So glad to hear you guys do that. So what are your upcoming things that we should be looking for? Do you have new products on the horizon we should know about or changes to your current ones?
Currently, the main changes will be on the current products only. Means the betterment and the refining of the multi-channel part. And then maybe in future, we will come with other products too. Yeah, for this couple of quarters, we will work on the multi-channel part only for now. And in the service, we will cater service as we are currently doing. But for the product part, we will work on the update and the refinement of our current products only.
So you're concentrating on your services and just keeping your current product base updated and with new features. You guys don't have a new product that's about to be released. It's more you've got your standard products there that you're just trying to make even better.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you guys go to any of the conferences? Will we see you at WordCamp Europe or WordCamp US? Do you guys go to WordCamps in your area?
I think this year our team is planning for that. They are in the process of maybe this year we will attend that, surely.
Fantastic. So tell everyone if they're interested in your products or your services, how can they contact said Commerce?
They can connect us with our website, setcommerce.com, CEDCOMMRE.com. From there, they can connect with us. One of our members will get connected with them over the ticket. And they can discuss their needs, means the requirement, and we will cater there.
Awesome. And they also can, you said, try your multi-channel plugin for WooCommerce for 7 days for free, correct?
Exactly. They can do that. The plugin is there on WooCommerce.com with the name of Multi-Channel by Setcommerce. They can use that too.
Okay. So you're in the Woo shop. So that's great. Makes it real easy for everyone. Well, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing some information about your agency, about the products you guys have found were needed out there and your services as well. So thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks for having us here.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. So have a great day, and everyone else listening, don't forget to tune in to the next episode of Do the Woo.
Hey, Bob WP here, and I'd like to thank GoDaddy for their support. Please consider checking them out at GoDaddy.com. And thanks again for tuning into Woo Agency Chat. And if you're not subscribed, just visit DoTheWoo.io/subscribe or find us on your favorite pod player. And remember, you can subscribe to any of our shows directly or hear them all on the full Do the Woo channel feed. And lastly, we do welcome your thoughts, insights, and feedback on all of our episodes. Just head over to dothewoo.io and leave a comment. So until the next time.